The second mistake that Moses records that he made was this, and it actually was not his mistake. This one was their mistake, the people, and it was at Kadesh Barnea. Verse 22, "And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, We will send men before us, and they shall search out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come." And here we go again. We've got to have a board. We've got to have a committee to go in and search out the land. Now, God had already searched it out. God says it's a land of milk and honey. Sure, there were giants in the land, but God said, I'll take care of them. And so these people now, they want a committee. Moses wanted a board. They want a board. And look what happens in a case like this. And this is the reason they were turned back into that awful wilderness. Now he said there'd be two men that would be able to go through. And that would be Caleb and there would be Joshua. God has made it clear to them that the generation that came up to Kadesh Barnea and turned back in unbelief, that generation, their bones are bleaching out there on the desert right at that moment, and a new generation has come up. Now, God is reviewing the journeys to let them know something of the experience that their fathers had, and they might profit from that experience. And he's also preparing them to enter into the land. Now, all that generation died with the exception of two men. One was Caleb, and the other was Joshua. Now, let me read verse 34. "And the Lord heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and sware, saying, Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord." Now here is a man that was different from the others. He obeyed God. He was one of the spies, and he brought back a good report, an accurate report. Fact of the matter is, he laid hold of the land that he wanted. And you'll find a little later, when we get to the book of Joshua, we're going to get acquainted with Caleb. He's a remarkable man. This man, he walked up and down a certain part of the land. He says, this is what I want. By the way, what do you want of God, friends? Many of you are parents. Many of you are young folks starting out in life. What do you want of God? Well, let me say this. If you think you can sit on the sidelines and get it, I want to say you're wrong. Now, I know today that there are a great many folks say, well, if you just pray and pray, fine. I won't agree with that. You must pray. You must have fellowship with Him. But my friend, you're going to have to go out there and take it. Did you know that? This man, he said he's trodden upon it. He says, I'll give him the land that he's trodden upon. And a great many of us today are not being blessed simply because we're spending too much time, not on our knees, too much time sitting down. And that's the wrong place to be if you're going to get the blessing of God. We are to walk. There's a great deal said about the Christian's walk, and there's very little said about the Christian sitting down. And therefore, we need to lay hold of it. What do you want of God? Caleb, he's coming up later, and what a tremendous example he is to us.